Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the sixth episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai The Bullzord, which first aired on March 24th, 2012, written by Mark Handler, based on Yasuko Kobayashi's story, and directed by Akihiro Noguchi. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors... Based on the title of this being The Bullzord, man, we are really getting a lot of stuff all at once. Have you noticed? Luckily, a new generation of heroes... Only just got the light sword. Okay. Yes, that's true. His people have guarded the awesome power of the Bullzord for 300 years. Don't be deceived by his looks. He has unique powers. So you shall see to it that the Bullzord will be mine. But the Bullzord is his. This monster looks like he belongs at the bottom of the ocean. Well then, find it and unseal it. That boy is the key to capturing the Bullzord. I will be... The boy looks more like a young Jaden than the kid they hired to play the young Jaden. This is an important piece of the puzzle. My grand plan is falling into place. Soon all will kneel to my supreme power. Oh man, they showed it early. We just saw the Bullzord, man. Am I supposed to see that yet? Why can they do it right with some things and not others? It's like they're too excited to show it off.
Hey guys, how'd it go?
It was fine. Did you leave the door open?
No.
Huh. Wonder where they're coming back from. Apparently some people think that them coming back is coming back from the train station at the end of Clash of the Red Rangers, but they're all wearing different outfits. Oh. How did he know that already? Hey, I have this thing.
I brought you this. I need you to free the Bullzord.
Cody. Does your father know you're here?
Mentor didn't know he was in there?
I jumped the fence.
Cody's family are guardians of the first sword that ever appeared in this world. A Bullzord with immense primal power. Cody's family have been guardians for 300 years.
Dang, that's a long time.
The world through symbol power, but it went out of control and ravaged the countryside. So the Grand Shogun sealed it away in a secret location. Only his family know the secret.
Bullzord isn't bad. He just wants to be free. Once I break the seal...
Hold on. You want to unleash a Zord that went on a rampage?
You won't do that now. You can control it with this disc.
We need to check this out. We'll take you home.
Aw, poor kid. Hope he takes him to, like, where the Zord's hiding.
Excuse me. Can we talk to you? Where?
I know who you are. My son went to see you.
How does he know that?
Are you hiding in back of them, Cody? You left without telling me.
Because I was worried about the Bullzord, Dad. It doesn't want to be sealed up like that. I can feel it. And the Red Ranger here can help us set him free.
No one can control that Zord, Cody. Not even the Red Ranger. You've endangered yourself and the Rangers. You put everyone around us at risk. Now you've got chores.
The dad looks pretty tired, too.
Sorry you had to come all this way.
Why won't anyone believe me? Dad never listens. Even the Red Ranger doesn't understand. The Bullzord won't hurt anyone.
This kind of sort of reminds me of the, Oh, that's cool looking. But anyway, this kind of reminds me of the Japanese version of the introduction of the Green Ranger in Zhu Ranger, where a kid's trying to free him and everyone else is trying to prevent it. Granted, no one's shooting after the kid with machine guns, but still.
300 years ago, the Grand Shogun entrusted us with this task. To guard the Bullzord with our very lives. He ordered that it remain sealed. Today, tomorrow, and for all eternity.
So the symbol on the face of the Shogun looks very similar to a certain Red Ranger. Also, was she the only one keeping an eye on the kid?
I just hope we can release him from inside the mountain.
That's it, Guardian. Lead me right where I want to go. So the Bullzord's cockpit is in there.
I know you want to be free like everyone else, but if I break the seal, you have to promise you won't do anything bad. You have to listen to me too.
Ooh. It only has that special effect when they are in that part. Oh. Break the seal. Is he gonna do it?
Hope this works.
With a paintbrush that's dry. Oh. He draws in red though. Could he be the next green, or green? Could he be the next Red Ranger? Oh, something's happening.
Wow. It really worked.
Oh, boy.
You're free now.
Shouldn't the use of the symbol power kind of hurt or drain the child? So the kid's in the Zord right now?
With that boy still inside the Bullzord, capturing them both will be easy pickings.
Here.
Yes, simple. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Why isn't it working? Oh no, he lost his shoe. Boy, it's a good thing it missed the train. Here we go.
Bullzord, stop. Why aren't you listening to me?
Well, you're not talking. You're thinking. That looks like shoes. The feet look like shoes. It even has laces. So it looks like the wagon it's carrying is the legs. Easy pickings. Oh, I thought they had it for a second there. Why did they run all that way? I would have been like, let's get the Zords first. I don't know, maybe bring out some other Zords. You got like 50 of them at this point. Uh-oh. Yeah, but they caught it. This is not good. Bring out the light sword and the tiger and all the armament swords that make the giant cannon thing or its own flying thing. Never mind.
Why aren't you listening to me?
You gotta take this bull sword by the horns. I'll handle the moogers. Slow down, big guy.
Bull sword, please. Don't hurt my friends.
Yeah, slap it. That'll help.
Since we can't steer this bull, we better try riding him instead. Hang on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Reach these chains.
Oh, that looked like it was going to work, except not really. Ooh. Use the black box and boost your power or something. That has helped in the past.
Capturing that bull sword is going to be more difficult than I thought.
Took a while to realize it, but yes, true story.
I thought I knew you. I thought I could control you. But you're too wild. And now you won't stop. What have I done?
Escaped.
We'll find him somehow.
He should have listened to me.
So it's a giant mechanical bull.
Zord. Even our Zords is so strong.
Where Let's send the Zords can it hide?
And we'll try again tomorrow.
Zord spreading fear throughout the human world?
You've got my attention.
I've got news for you. Crustor lost the Zord.
I'll find him again. I just need a little more time. Serrator promised me vast rewards, and I plan to collect. You'll see.
Yes, we'll see indeed. Serrator makes big promises, then lets Crustor do all the work. Ha! And they say I'm slippery.
Serrator can torment the humans all he wants, as long as he plays by my rules.
I hope the Zords find you soon, Cody. I miss you so much, son.
The next day...
They must have found Cody's location. Let's roll. Wait!
Take this. It's the original power...
They stayed there all night? Oh, that probably would have been helpful if the kid had that. Shame. What the heck disc does the kid have?
There it is! At last, we found it!
They must have tracked it down too.
Hey! Foglies!
Ha! Oh, so it's you! Don't let them get to the Bullzor!
Nothing's gonna keep us from saving Cody!
Ooh! Unmorphed fighting. Oh, I thought that was Antonio for a second there. I was like, why is he using a regular sword? So is Antonio using the Barracuda blade? Evidently. Oh, okay. I mean, that definitely wasn't him. If we don't see your face, you're a stunty. Not bad. That kid's got to be tired. Is he being up all night? He hasn't even put his shoe on yet? Crazy. Only this time, it will be
forever. Your time is up, Guardian. Get out of the way. I'm taking the Bullzord.
Is a Nylock allowed to get inside of a Zord? Here we go again! Oh, that's a cliff. That's not good. I see it's right at the edge there, so this is going to take a while, though. But what is that other disc? Oh, come on, dude. They were like right on the edge of the cliff. How are they doing this? Well, I didn't even use the book. Black box. Oh, too late. Oh, maybe they just had to get the monster out. It can fly? Hey, they got a new disc. And the kid all of a sudden looks tired, drained, and sweaty. That was pretty quick. Ooh. Video projection.
You have summoned the power of your ancestors. Now and forever, our power is your power.
Cody!
If we can't have the Bullzord, then nobody will.
Here's your shoe, dude. Simple. Here we go. Oh, so now it's going to look like a modern Zord cockpit. Okay. Pretty tall Megazord, too.
Well, I got a surprise for you, too.
Maybe the other Rangers should show up and kind of help with the, you know, put out the fire. Maybe one that has water power. So he puts on the Shogun armor stuff? Oh, nice. I didn't know his shoes were damaged. Just kind of fell off. Really?
Hope we're not interrupting.
Hey, guys.
We wanted to say goodbye before we took off.
Thanks to you, we have a new weapon to fight the Nylock with.
And now you can go.
So, everyone here is wearing the exact same outfit they were wearing the day before. I don't know if you noticed this. Dad, Cody, all the Rangers. I wonder if he ever shows up. Also, funny story. Cody's father is just Cody's father. They never gave him a name. All right, so we got a new Zord. Do you think it combines with the others in some way? I would be surprised if it didn't. Be interesting to see how that works out, though. But, that was... Like I said, the feelings from the introduction of the Green Ranger from Zhu Ranger. And then the Green Ranger goes kind of crazy for a while, and then the Rangers have to take him down. Very similar. Again, didn't have a couple of old alien guys shooting at the kid with machine guns and things, but otherwise it's pretty similar. But anyway, well, that's going to do it for this one. Next time, we'll be watching the 7th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai. He ain't heavy metal. He's my brother. Until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you. And may the power protect you.